Second Kings, chapter 24. In his days King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came up. Jehoiakim became his servant for 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him. The Lord sent against him bands of the Chaldeans, bands of the Arameans, bands of the Moabites, and bands of the Ammonites. He sent them against Judah to destroy it according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by his servants the prophets. Surely this came upon Judah at the command of the Lord, to remove them out of his sight, for the sins of Manasseh, for all that he had committed, and also for the innocent blood that he had shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, and the Lord was not willing to pardon. Now the rest of the deeds of Jehoiakim, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? So Jehoiakim slept with his ancestors. Then his son Jehoiakim succeeded him. The king of Egypt did not come again out of his land, for the king of Babylon had taken over all that belonged to the king of Egypt, from the Wadi of Egypt to the river Euphrates. Jehoiakim was 18 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Nehushta, daughter of Elnathan of Jerusalem. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, just as his father had done. At that time the servants of King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came up to Jerusalem, and the city was besieged. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came to the city while his servants were besieging it. King Jehoiakim of Judah gave himself up to the king of Babylon himself, his mother, his servants, his officers, and his palace officials. The king of Babylon took him prisoner in the 8th year of his reign. He carried off all the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house. He cut in pieces all the vessels of gold in the temple of the Lord, which King Solomon of Israel had made. All this, as the Lord had foretold. He carried away all Jerusalem, all the officials, all the warriors, 10,000 captives, all the artisans and the smiths. No one remained except the poorest people of the land. He carried away Jehoiakim to Babylon, the king's mother, the king's wives, his officials, and the elite of the land. He took into captivity from Jerusalem to Babylon. The king of Babylon brought captive to Babylon all the men of valor, 7,000, the artisans and the smiths, 1,000, all of them strong and fit for war. The king of Babylon made Mattaniah, Jehoiakim's uncle, king in his place, and changed his name to Zedekiah. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hamutal, daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, just as Jehoiakim had done. Indeed, Jerusalem and Judah so angered the Lord that he expelled them from his presence. Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. 2 Kings chapter 25. And in the 9th year of his reign, in the 10th month, on the 10th day of the month, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came with all his army against Jerusalem, and laid siege to it. They built siege works against it all around. So the city was besieged until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. On the 9th day of the 4th month, the famine became so severe in the city that there was no food for the people of the land. Then a breach was made in the city wall. The king with all the soldiers fled by night by the way of the gate between the 2 walls, by the king's garden, though the Chaldeans were all around the city. They went in the direction of Araba. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued the king and overtook him in the plains of Jericho. All his army was scattered, deserting him. Then they captured the king and brought him up to the king of Babylon at Riblah, who passed sentence on him. They slaughtered the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, then put out the eyes of Zedekiah. They bound him in fetters, and took him to Babylon. In the 5th month, on the 7th day of the month, which was the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the bodyguard, a servant of the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem. He burned the house of the Lord, the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem, every great house he burned down. All the army of the Chaldeans who were with the captain of the guard broke down the walls around Jerusalem. Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried into exile the rest of the people who were left in the city, and the deserters who had defected to the king of Babylon, all the rest of the population. But the captain of the guard left some of the poorest people of the land to be vine-dressers and tillers of the soil. The bronze pillars that were in the house of the Lord, as well as the stands and the bronze sea that were in the house of the Lord, the Chaldeans broke in pieces and carried the bronze to Babylon. They took away the pots, the shovels, the snuffers, the dishes for incense, and all the bronze vessels used in the temple service, as well as the fire pans and the basins. What was made of gold the captain of the guard took away for the gold, and what was made of silver for the silver. As for the two pillars, the one sea and the stands which Solomon had made for the house of the Lord, the bronze of all these vessels was beyond weighing. The height of the one pillar was 18 cubits, and on it was a bronze capital. The height of the capital was 3 cubits. Latticework and pomegranates, all of bronze, were on the capital all around. The second pillar had the same with the latticework. The captain of the guard took the chief priest Seraiah, the second priest Zephaniah, and the 3 guardians of the threshold. From the city he took an officer who had been in command of the soldiers, and 5 men of the king's council who were found in the city, the secretary who was the commander of the army who mustered the people of the land, and 60 men of the people of the land who were found in the city. Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, took them and brought them to the king of Babylon at Riblah. The king of Babylon struck them down and put them to death at Riblah in the land of Hamath. So Judah went into exile out of its land. He appointed Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, son of Shaphan, as governor over the people who remained in the land of Judah, whom King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had left. Now when all the captains of the forces and their men heard that the king of Babylon had appointed Gedaliah as governor, they came with their men to Gedaliah at Mizpah, namely Ishmael son of Nethaniah, Johanan son of Keriah, Seraiah son of Tanhumeth the Netophathite, and Jaazaniah son of the Maacathite. Gedaliah swore to them and their men, saying, "Do not be afraid because of the Chaldean officials. Live in the land, serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you." But in the 7th month Ishmael son of Nethaniah son of Elishama of the royal family came with 10 men. They struck down Gedaliah so that he died, along with the Judeans and Chaldeans who were with him at Mizpah. Then all the people, high and low, and the captains of the forces set out and went to Egypt, for they were afraid of the Chaldeans. In the 37th year of the exile of King Jehoiakim of Judah, in the 12th month, on the 27th day of the month, King Evil-Merodach of Babylon, in the year that he began to reign, released King Jehoiakim of Judah from prison. He spoke kindly to him, and gave him a seat above the other seats of the kings who were with him in Babylon. So Jehoiakim put aside his prison clothes. Every day of his life he dined regularly in the king's presence. For his allowance, a regular allowance was given him by the king, a portion every day, as long as he lived.
1 Chronicles chapter 1. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The descendants of Japheth: Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The descendants of Gomer: Ashkenaz, Diphath, and Togarmah. The descendants of Javan: Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodanim. The descendants of Ham: Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. The descendants of Cush: Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Raamah, and Sabtika. The descendants of Raamah: Sheba, and Dedan. Cush became the father of Nimrod. He was the first to be a mighty one on the earth. Egypt became the father of Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Naphtuhim, Pathrusim, Kasluhim, and Kaphtorim, from whom the Philistines come. Canaan became the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgasites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. The descendants of Shem: Elam, Ashur, Arpakshad, Lud, Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arpakshad became the father of Shelah, and Shelah became the father of Eber. To Eber were born 2 sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and the name of his brother Joktan. Joktan became the father of Almadad, Shelef, Hazar-Maveth, Jerah, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Ebal, Abimiel, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the descendants of Joktan. Shem, Arpaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abram, that is Abraham. The sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Ishmael. These are their genealogies, the firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaioth, and Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tima, Jetur, Nephish, and Kedema. These are the sons of Ishmael. The sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine, she bore Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan, Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian, Ephah, Epher, Hanuch, Abida, and Eldaah. All these were the descendants of Keturah. Abraham became the father of Isaac. The sons of Isaac, Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz, Teman, Omar, Ziphai, Gatam, Kenaz, Timnah, and Amalek. The sons of Reuel, Nahath, Zerah, Shama, and Misa. The sons of Seir, Lotan, Shobal, Zibion, Anna, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. The sons of Lotan, Horai, and Homam, and Lotan's sister was Timnah. The sons of Shobal, Alian, Manahath, Ebal, Shephai, and Onam. The sons of Zibion, Aya, and Anna. The sons of Anna, Dishon. The sons of Dishon, Hamram, Eshban, Ithran, and Keran. The sons of Ezer, Bilhan, Zevan, and Jeachan. The sons of Dishon, Uz, and Aran. These are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the Israelites. Bela, son of Beor, whose city was called Dinhaba. When Bela died, Jobab, son of Zerah of Bozrah, succeeded him. When Jobab died, Husham of the land of the Temanites succeeded him. When Husham died, Hadad, son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the country of Moab, succeeded him. And the name of his city was Avith. When Hadad died, Samla and Masrekah succeeded him. When Samla died, Shaul of Rehoboth on the Euphrates succeeded him. When Shaul died, Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, succeeded him. When Baal-Hanan died, Hadad succeeded him. The name of his city was Pai, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, daughter of Matred, daughter of Mezahab, and Hadad died. The clans of Edom were clans Timnah, Aliah, Jetheth, Aholibama, Elah, Pinon, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Iram. These are the clans of Edom.